37 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, how are things looking so far here on this Friday?
Well, I'll tell you, we've had about a day's worth of trading already here today, and we're only not even 9 o'clock yet. About 4 o'clock this morning, China had announced some retaliation that they were going to put on tariffs on several different things: fruit, nuts, wine, ethanol, and pork. No mention of soybeans at this point in time anyhow, but the market took a pretty good hit about that time. It was up most of the night up to that point. Right now we have the May corn down 6.5 at 369.5, the December's 391.75 down 6. The May beans are 10.11.5 down 18.25. The November beans are 10.14.25 down 12.5. And the July wheat is 465.75 down 6. We're down about 12 cents for the week on corn, 39 on beans at this point, and 18 on the wheat. So that's really what everything's kind of gearing off of here this morning is this talk of tariffs. The Chinese actually had to intervene into their equity markets last night to kind of support prices after they had made those announcements. So a lot of strife here in the world. So I think that the initial reaction here we'll see. I think I expect to see a lot of volatility in the market. This 9.95 to 10.10 area on the May beans is pretty critical. If you remember, as we were moving higher, that was a tough area of resistance to get through and now becomes support here for us. So I think I would expect a wide range of prices yet today. We already had a wide range, but even more so here. Couple other things just to mention, you know, the situation we're in. We do have this report out a week from yesterday on the 29th on acres. There was a private report out on acreage last night, a private company, and they had estimated about 1.5 million more acres of beans and 1.5 million less acres of corn compared to last year. So that's in the market. Everybody's nervous about that. Everybody's nervous about the political aspect of things. And we're naturally switching over to where South America is taking more of the world exports on soybeans because of the fact that their beans are starting to hit the market. We did see this overnight, too, an estimate from the Brazilian Grain Exchange that the Argentina crop, they dropped it from 42 million metric tons down to 39.5 million metric tons on the Argentina bean crop, which is still well below the USDA number. So we'll see what happens as we move through the weekend here. If we could get some kind of a pullback a little bit off the lows here, I think that's about the best we can expect today, and see what happens when we come in next week.
All right, Bill, have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign on this Friday. Yeah, this is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Stay tuned. 1A is next, 37 degrees at 9 o'clock.